Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Michael Amade Show, episode 618, Calming It Down, once again with coffee. Yesterday, recording this episode, I ran into some technical issues when uploading it, and it ended up getting to a point where I had to move on because my schedule dictated. I had so much to do, I couldn't spend much more time trying to worry about the issues. So what I'm doing now is re-recording this topic and uploading it today, probably to get back on track again this afternoon or this evening with another episode. But in fact, the thing I talked about yesterday was really illustrated by yesterday's events, the difficulty and the frustration. Now, I will say I've been as guilty as anybody of getting a little pent up about creative work. There's times where I get a little bullheaded and kind of push my way through things. And I learned a long time ago, though, that that was probably the quickest way for me to burn out and for me not to enjoy the process and be able to create at my best. What I eventually learned for me was that a slow, persistent pressure. You can be friendly, you can be caring, you can help encourage other people, you can encourage yourself, but you also have this unrelenting pressure going in the direction that you're wanting to go creatively. In the past, that unrelenting pressure, I always thought had to be intense and I had to push as hard as I could. But I realized that in the way that a clenched fist sometimes can't clench anymore, you're already expending so much energy to hold that tension. What I actually realized was that I was making it harder for me to do anything. So I learned that persistent pressure in a certain direction with a type of nonchalant movement, they call it sprezzatura, which I talked about several times in the podcast, but there's a lot of episodes there, so I don't remember which one it was. Sprezzatura, which is concealment of effort. Just, you're still pushing, you're still making effort, but it's pulled back, it's relaxed. That tends to get things done much faster. So I pushed on it for a while. I ended up realizing I was going to have to revisit it because for the rest of the day was just going straight ahead. So I decided to do what I could do. And I realized, okay, well, it's very possible this episode might not come out until tomorrow. Maybe I'll just have to re-record it, which is what ended up happening. I'd had a file issue. And now we're here again. Hopefully this one uploads. If you're listening to it now, you know that it has worked out. But it's really, instead of getting upset, instead of getting worried about it, I just kept moving forward. Another thing I think that I've run into and I've seen people run into is when they're trying to create something and they hit some sort of a snag, some sort of a roadblock. There is that tension response, but there's also a response of shame and blaming and falling back into this this kind of critical voice takes over. I don't think that's particularly useful either. I do think the critical voice sometimes has a use, which we'll talk about another time, but I think in this case, it doesn't. The best thing is to keep moving forward. Now, I will also just end with this point, and it's something that's illustrated to me during rehearsal last night, but this can be teams, applied with teams, but this could also be applied just in our own lives as well. The creative process is messy. You have fallbacks, you have steps forward. It's not always the easy thing. It's a messy process. And I almost don't trust it when it's too clean and too easy. And I think once we accept that, it becomes easier for us to accept when things get a little just out of sorts. When you realize this is going to be messy, this is what it is, it's completely fine. There's nothing wrong. There's going to be technical setbacks. There's going to be disagreements sometimes. It doesn't mean anything horrible is happening. So I guess that's my message today. Is as we get into the week, I know it's Tuesday morning now, so we're already kind of off to a good start. But as we're going through the week, just look around. If there's something in your creative world, in your day-to-day work life, that is feeling like there's some tension, it might just be part of a creative process. Then also just remember, a relaxed effort, slow, consistent pressure in the direction you want to go is a sustainable and oftentimes much more powerful force. It's more like water, less like fire, right? All right, everybody. Well, that is my my upload for this morning. My apologies about yesterday. I will again follow it up this afternoon or this evening with the next episode, so we're staying on track. So you get a double dose of me today, if you really wanted that. But I do encourage you to use these things going forward and to make today and the rest of the week as good as you possibly can. I hope to, in some way, be one of your companions on this road that we get to check in with every day or every couple of days. If you want to find out more about me, you can just michaelamade.com. Be in the midst of a redesign on that here very shortly. Also, you can find me on social media, Michael Amade. I'm the guy in the cowboy hat. And until this next episode, which will be a little bit later today, I hope you live courageously and I hope you live creatively. We'll see you in a while. Have a great day.